And the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Mohammad Yunus, takes oath as the leader of the interim Bangladesh government anytime now. After landing in Dhaka earlier today, Mohammad Yunus paid tribute to those killed in Bangladesh's deadly protests that toppled Sheikh Hasina's government, saying that their sacrifices had brought the nation a second independence. Today is a glorious day for us, is what he told reporters. What is going to happen now as he takes, as he's sworn in, and the future of the country itself, one of our most important partners and neighbors. We are joined now by Sultan Mohammad Zakaria, co-founder of the Bangladeshi Diaspora for Justice and Accountability, Ambassador Humayun Kabir, the former Foreign Secretary of Bangladesh. We're also joined by Dr. Ehsan Mansoor, Executive Director of Policy Research Institute of Bangladesh, and Veena Sikri, India's former High Commissioner to Dhaka. Thank you all very much for being with us. Sultan Mohammad Zakaria, could you tell us a little bit about the composition of this interim government? Is it just opposition leaders? Are there student protesters in over there? What about the presence of the army?
Well, it's a combination of both. The student leaders are there. At least two of them are in the list of the advisors. And we do not have any serving military officers here. And we see that at least one former brigadier general included in the cabinet. I think it's not a right wing or left wing. All these people are very well known in the country for their activism and for working for the democratic rights of the people in every aspects. I would leave at that.
Ambassador Humayun Kabir, what about the army going forward? This is an interim government. Bangladesh didn't have a military coup by any means. It was the army trying to just sort of get the situation sorted out. But they would perhaps still be the strongest force in the country. Would going forward, what role do you believe the army would have in the politics of Bangladesh?
Thank you very much. I think the army will be a supporting force at best, because we must also recognize the fact that this movement was led by the student community and supported by the common people. So here, if you ask me about the equilibrium of power, I think the inclusion of the two student leaders in the advisory committee, that indicates the influence of the student community that they exercise even today. And I believe that the selection of or election of Professor Yunus, whatever we call it, it was done by the students. And even the BNP Secretary General also recognized that Professor Yunus is the choice of the students, basically. So if we look at the composition and the way forward, I think the students will continue to play an important role. And army will give the backup support, because the improvement of the law and order situation, the students are already actively working on that. But I think the army is also giving a big hand to that.
Sure.
And my sense is that they will remain at the background. And this has been seen right from the beginning, when the army chiefs spoke for the first time on the 5th of this month. And he said that the army will be supporting from behind. And he didn't even give an indication of either their direct involvement or any other form of involvement.
Sure.
That can indicate that army is interested to actively participate in the
right
political process.
Dr. Ehsan Mansoor, there would presumably be elections within a finite period of time. With the Awamis absolutely wiped out in Bangladesh at this stage, are we likely to see a one-party system essentially? Would there be a viable alternative to the Awamis going forward?
Thank you very much. I think that we need a participatory election. And Awami League, yes, it's in disarray right now. And it's a self-inflicted wound, because basically the whole leadership structure was from top down, and the top is now not there, and the top is also very much maligned. So essentially, now the down part has to be reconstituted if they want to participate in the election. And I'm sure Awami League is not going to be wiped out completely. It may come back after 1 or 2 years, and reconfigure itself. We need, in the society, we need the plurality. BNP is one type, it's a right of center. Awami League is left of center. And that's the balance.
Right.
And so we need that kind of a balance in future as well. It's not simply that one party will take it and can run away forever. No, they can win the election, perhaps one election, that's fine. But what is needed in Bangladesh is a reform of the political process and reform in the economic structure of the country. And those are the challenges that this government has to overcome. I mean, they have to do something about it. Otherwise, we'll be inheriting another family-led party, another autocratic regime down the line if the election is held in the sure. next 3 to 6 months' time or something like that.
Yep.
So the whole restructuring process has to be driven
sure.
by this caretaker government or interim government. And unless that is done, Bangladesh will not be coming out of this vicious circle of family-led
quite right.
parties.
In fact, I just wanted to come across through Ambassador Sikri, the Prime Minister today's wish, Professor Mohammad Yunus. He says, and I quote, let's have that graphic up. My best wishes to Professor Mohammad Yunus and the assumption of his new responsibilities. We hope for an early return to normalcy, ensuring the safety and protection of Hindus and other minority communities. India remains committed to working with Bangladesh to fulfill the shared aspirations of both our people for peace, security and development. How important will it be for New Delhi to actually build on the momentum that we've had with Bangladesh, which was under Sheikh Hasina? That she's obviously no longer in charge at all. But in terms of, you know, working with the new government, working with Professor Yunus, working with those who are part of the interim government, how important is it for New Delhi to actually move in? And do we have less political capital now than we did just a few days back?
Well, I don't look at it like that. I think in all sincerity and honesty, the Prime Minister's message is recognizing, yes, now Professor Mohammad Yunus is the head of the interim government in Bangladesh. And India has done so much in Bangladesh. All our projects are meant for the people of Bangladesh. They're based on mutual benefit. They're based on mutual respect. And we would like those to continue. You don't, when you're in the middle of a project, whether it is your power sharing, the electricity grid power sharing, whether it is a railway project or it is a high impact community development project, education, you don't want it to be stopped in the middle. So we certainly hope that under Professor Mohammad Yunus, the government will continue to give the same value and strength to these projects. But what is an almost a precondition for that to happen is for the violence to stop in Dhaka. And as you know, in the last 4 days, there has been such enormous violence, even directed at Indian institutions. The Indian Cultural Center in Dhaka has been burnt to the ground. And there's been so much insecurity that Indian High Commission staff, the non-essential staff, has been sent back to Delhi. And as of today, no visas are being issued anymore. All the visa centers, the visa issuing centers have been shut down because of the security situation. So this is indeed a matter of great concern, because if we are going to continue to have a good understanding and build upon the earlier understanding with the former government of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, then we have to have a peaceful environment. So this is, this willful attack on Indian institutions has been rather disconcerting, very disturbing. And in addition to that, the attack on the minority communities. We saw that in Prime Minister Modi's message, there is a reference.
No, there is a huge concern, but I just wanted to go across to Ambassador Humayun Kabir for that. There have been attacks on members of the Hindu community, not just Hindu community, against minorities. But given the size of the, the protests, lakhs of people out on the roads, would you suggest that, you know, these were sporadic attacks, that there wasn't a massacre or there wasn't a systemic targeting of, for example, Hindus beyond a certain extent? Is there increasing clarity on that, or is there a real worry that what took place in villages and the targeting of minorities could be much more serious than what's reported so far? Ambassador Kabir.
Well, no, thank you. Yes, we are also concerned, but let me clarify that the violence is not only for the minorities. I mean, the majority community is also affected.
Yeah, of course.
In Dhaka City, we have seen some areas have been affected. And this was because that given the fact that the police was completely politicized as an institution during the last 15 years, they had to face and the kind of activities that they had done during the last few weeks, they have now had to face the public anger. And that's why they just abandoned their post and not coming out. But I think this evening, I mean, the new IG, Inspector General of Police, he has given an instruction. And as far as I understand, the police is returning to their stations. And I hope that from today, since there is a government, the police is returning, the army is on the field. And also what has to be also recognized, that this problem, the moment these kind of problems were reported, the political party, the president, the major political parties, the student leaders, all raised their voice and they asked the people and all stakeholders to stand guard so that any kind of violence of this sort doesn't happen. And I can assure you that even the student in all entire country, in all localities, they have formed their squads to guard the particularly the minority houses, institutions, and so on and so forth. So, yes, but I think that here I would make a small comment on the title of this anarchy. I mean, there is no anarchy in Bangladesh. These are sporadic incidences. These are aberrations. Life is coming back to normalcy. And we think we are also affected by this. So it is we consider it as our responsibility, collective responsibility, to make life safe or restoration of law and order as quickly as possible. And the chief advisor, Professor Yunus, just after landing this afternoon, he said this very clearly. And he said, if you want me, then listen to me. This is what I don't want. Right. So I think as a nation, I mean, all institutions, all stakeholders are in one voice, raising very strong voice against violence and asking people to ensure that everybody is safe, not only the minority community.
No, everybody has to be safe. It's not one or the other. I take that point entirely, and I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Hopefully there is a return to normalcy now that Muhammad Yunus is on the ground. More than anything else, it's peace and stability in Bangladesh now that's so critical.